When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on this morning with Ed Curry, certified mortgage planner and construction loan specialist at Associated Bank. Ed, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I want to have a conversation this morning about mortgage rates and the state of the mortgage industry. I want to get your thoughts on where we are now in terms of mortgage rates and where we might be headed in the coming weeks.
You know, we're at a point where we are quite often from time to time as the market teaches us that we shouldn't pay attention to where the expert thinks mortgage rates are going. So often over the past several months, the heightened talk of inflation and the rollout of the economy and is going to lead to higher mortgage rates, and rates have actually stayed flat. In some cases, have come down a little bit. So there are various reasons for that, but as quite often happens, things go the opposite direction. So in this particular case, opposite direction is a good thing. They've kept rates low during kind of the peak buying season, so it's really helped a lot of people qualify for, you know, larger loans. And right now, with the competitive market that we have, that's been really, really helpful for a lot of people.
I know we often look at the 30-year fixed rate. Where does that stand, and where is that in comparison to, let's say, a month ago?
Yeah, it's down a little bit. What is the rate is always a tough question to answer because there's so many variables that are involved. I mean, you could certainly say 3% is an average rate. The rate that you and I as consumers may get may be plus or minus a quarter percent by that, depending on a number of factors, credit scores, equity, or down payment. Certainly the type of home, single family versus condo or 2-4 unit, and also investment property. Investment properties are much more expensive now than they have been historically to, say, regular rates as a primary residence. So if somebody is buying a home as a primary residence, a 0-point rate might be 3%, whereas an investment property rate might be 3.75% or higher in some cases. Even second homes who have historically have had the same interest rates as a primary residence, now because of some pricing changes with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, are actually a little bit higher than primary residences. But historically, I think the headline is rates are phenomenal and look to stay low for the time being.
One of the gauges I always use to determine whether or not the mortgage industry is doing well is how many phone calls you get and what kind of volume you're dealing with personally at your office. Are you going to be getting a lot of people coming in and getting new mortgages and refinances?
It has been. It really has been frenetic the first half of the year. You know, it has come off a little bit over the past couple weeks. Hearing from other people, they're hearing the same thing. And I don't think that's really any sort of indication of the lack of demand. I think that there's a lot of homeowners that are just getting tired of losing out on bids of buying homes because the market is so strong. Homes are selling before they go on the market, or if they do go on the market, there's multiple offers, so people are competing against cash offers. They're competing against a full list or, you know, 5, 10, 15% over list. So I think a number of people really have the desire to make that move, but they're just not in a position to compete against what the competition is right now.
You know, the housing market is hot here in the U.S., here in the Chicago area, and there's this interesting story I saw that ask the question, is the 20% down payment dead for mortgages? What are you seeing on that? And I guess this has to do really with what? The speed at which some of these properties are selling or no?
It is, yeah. I mean, statistically, you're seeing a very high percentage of cash offers, and that is because there are people that feel they need to offer cash deals to be able to win a property. So we're seeing that. So when a seller, you know, is presented with five offers, one cash, one for 20% down, and one for 3 to 5% down, with a mortgage contingency, you can imagine that the sellers are going to try to take. I mean, they're certainly looking at the price, but they're also looking at, you know, what is the highest likelihood of success in the transaction. So, you know, they're going with the higher down payments or the cash offers. But there's still plenty of, from a mortgage perspective, you know, less than 20% down is just as available today as it was last year, 5, 10 years ago. You know, the readily availability of mortgage insurance and PMI allows lenders to do, you know, 3 to 5% down loans very easily. It's just a lot more difficult for those buyers to win those offers.
Am I hearing you say that it's going to be harder for people who are, you know, like me, for instance? I would have to do that probably the 3% down route. Maybe wait before I decide to become a homeowner, or no?
Yeah, that's a tough choice, right? Wait, you might be waiting for higher prices. So are you? So I think ultimately what the lower down payment buyers are having to contend with is maybe offering a higher price than they're comfortable with. In some cases, a higher price than perhaps the true value of that home is worth. But that's really the trade-off. People going in for cash are going to be able to get a lower price. People with lower down payment are, again, anecdotally, seemingly have to offer a higher price to be able to win that contract offer.
I want to talk about something else that is sort of on that back burner, but it feels like it's starting to come to the front burner, and that is the foreclosure problem. That there has been a lot of talk recently, especially among some political leaders, that we might be headed for a foreclosure crisis, or at least a high jump in foreclosures toward the end of the year. What are you seeing with that, and are there any new rules that will sort of slow this process?
Yeah, there have been, I believe, some rules that go into place at the end of this month that are going to make it a little more difficult, or they possibly have. Certainly, there's going to be a higher threshold for lenders to be able to foreclose. It needs to be clear that the person has abandoned the home, or they're just not responsive over several months to be able to initiate those foreclosure proceedings. You know, we're coming off this period of this massive forbearance program that happened nationally, and quite frankly, was very, very successful for homeowners. And so we're coming off that, it's really anybody's guess on what's going to happen. Will homeowners re-up? How will they re-up? You know, my sense is if there's any sort of crisis that would seem to take hold, that there's certainly the government would step in to provide some sort of support, so there wouldn't be any sort of you know, massive foreclosure crisis that grips the nation. I just in this day and age, I don't see that happening.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says about 3% of residential mortgage borrowers are at least 4 months in arrears, but the new rules would basically have to have a home be abandoned before a foreclosure could take over.
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, the threshold being higher, and really the economy turning around. I mean, there's historically the largest number of job openings currently out there. So as I think you see some of this unemployment, extended unemployment roll off, I think you'll see, and we're seeing in some states who have foregone the extended unemployment, we're starting to see those jobs seekers come back in the markets. So there'll be some rough patches, certainly, but I think ultimately we come out as a nation, we come out of this okay.
If somebody's listening and they're in that 3% facing possible foreclosure, the key is to ask for help because there's a lot of it out there, right?
Ask for help sooner than later. Don't wait till you're starting to get letters about foreclosure or eviction. Be proactive. Call the person, the servicer, the bank who services your loan, and let them know that you need some help. Every lender has some sort of program in place. Sometimes they're not easy to manage, but ask for help early and often, and you'll be better off than waiting.
All right, Ed. Great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Yeah, feel free to shoot me an email, ed.currie@associatedbank.com. That's ed.currie@associatedbank.com.
All right, Ed, we'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.